This is episode 47 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Keith Thompson's book, The UFO Paradox, The Celestial and Symbolic World of Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to read from a chapter titled, What Kenneth Arnold Really Saw, and this is what Keith has written. Everything starts with Ken Arnold. Only if you know nothing else about the history of the UFO phenomenon, you might recognise his name from pop culture. The experienced private pilot who, in 1947, witnessed things moving through the sky in formation unlike anything he'd ever observed, at speeds he couldn't explain, who then told the world what he saw and promptly got misquoted by the press. The phrase flying saucer will forever be linked with Ken Arnold. His sighting is at the heart of the creation myth of the modern UFO phenomenon. A creation myth is a narrative of how the world begins and how people come to inhabit it. Though in popular parlance, the term myth often refers to false or fanciful happenings, myths also give expression to what is apprehended or experienced as fundamental reality. Myth often conveys a sense of more real than real that leaves language in the dust. As they describe and account for the ordering of the cosmos, creation myths speak to questions of defining importance to the society or group that shares them. They illuminate a worldview and establish a framework for the self-understanding of the culture and individual in a universal context. Speaking mythically, the early happenings of the UFO phenomenon were founding events, precursors of what was to come, reflecting psychic boundaries more fundamental than temporal beginnings indicated by calendars and clocks. The events of myth, writes the Hungarian scholar Karl Kerenyi, form the ground or foundation of the world, since everything rests on them. They are the archetypal firmament to which everything individual and particular goes back and out of which it is made, while they remain ageless, inexhaustible, invincible in timeless primordiality, in a past that proves imperishable because of its eternally repeated rebirths. Ken Arnold's famous experience on June 24, 1947 was just such an eternal beginning, and the Associated Press story of Arnold's sighting of 9 bright, saucer-like objects flying at incredible speed at 10,000 feet percolated through the collective psyche. Primordial times drew close. The significance of a creation myth setting is almost always expressed with a dramatic sense of illo tempore, at that time. It is understood that the beginning at hand is no ordinary start, but the veritable origin of all that matters. Taken out of the idiom of contemporary journalism and framed as a creation myth with religious undertones, this is how Arnold's sighting might sound. In the beginning, there were 9 bright objects, and Kenneth of Boise looked upon them, and he saw that their speed was truly great, and he was amazed, for he knew not what they were, nor how to name them. Soon he spoke forth what he saw, and through the inexhaustible darkness there echoed, "Flying saucer." In this moment the world was born. Kind of stilted, but at least free of thereupon or thereafter. As a summary of the UFO phenomenon's debut, let's call it a passable first draft. Still, it leaves a lot out and also gets some key points wrong, and the significance of this is extraordinary. The media widely reported, for instance, that Arnold claimed he saw 9 flying saucers, but he didn't say that. Arnold described seeing 9 remarkable objects moving like a saucer. A local reporter named Bill Bequet is credited with turning Arnold's passing description of how the objects moved, undulating across the sky, as if skipping over water, like a pie plate or a saucer. He turned it into a description of their supposed shape. Arnold actually said the objects looked like stingrays. Even so, within a matter of hours, Arnold's story, trumpeted by the evocative phrase flying saucer, a creation of anonymous headline writers, became front page news throughout the nation. Simply put, reporters on the scene mangled Arnold's account. Just as the curtain was coming up on the modern UFO saga, erroneous assumptions about the nature of these strange aerial events got cemented in popular storylines, thus giving the status of authentic precedent to events that were wrongly reported in key respects. The obvious solution? Simply correct the factual record, the way honest historians would. Not as simple as it sounds. Substantive revisions to long-standing creation myths are rare. Updates should be made lightly, if at all, most mythologists will say. Bumper sticker version. Don't mess with myth. But facts matter, and those first media reports got basic details wrong. Myths are timeless, but fortunately also resilient and self-renewing. Even perennial myths sprout new branches, cut unexpected tributaries. That's how they stay perennial. As mythologer Joseph Campbell celebrates, the latest incarnation of Oedipus, the continued romance of Beauty and the Beast, stand this afternoon on the corner of 42nd Street and 5th Avenue, waiting for the light to change. Replenishment of a living myth often comes through disclosure of enfolded original details, hidden time-release images, emerging storying as late-breaking news. This is the case with Ken Arnold's story, thanks to decisive facts newly provided by Kim Arnold, daughter of the witness and keeper of the family archives. Fidelity to accuracy means telling new events as they become known, which will take us back to what was misreported in Arnold's original telling. Bear this in mind. In uncanny ways, the media's original misreporting would shape how the phenomenon was seen and described by future witnesses. What then did Kenneth Arnold see through the portal of his airplane windshield that day? The answer will shed light on certain epiphanies Arnold chose to keep to himself and close family members during his lifetime. In the early summer of 1947, this Associated Press dispatch came across the wire in newsrooms throughout the United States. Pendleton, June 25. 9 bright saucer-like objects flying at incredible speed at 10,000 feet altitude were reported here today by Kenneth Arnold, Boise, Idaho. Pilot who said he could not hazard a guess as to what they were. Arnold, a United States Forest Service employee engaged in searching for a missing plane, said he sighted the mysterious objects yesterday at 3 p.m. The objects were flying between Mount Rainier and Mount Adams in Washington State, he said, and appeared to wave in and out of formation. Arnold said he clocked and estimated their speed at 1,200 miles an hour. Inquiries at Yakima last night brought only blank stares, he said, but he added he talked today with an unidentified man from Utah, south of here, who said he had seen similar objects over the mountains near Ukiah yesterday. It seems impossible, Arnold said, but there it is. Arnold first told several people he met at the Yakima, Washington airport of his sighting. During Arnold's subsequent flight to Pendleton, Oregon, later the same day, a member of his Yakima audience phoned details of Arnold's account to the Pendleton airport, where several skeptical reporters gathered to meet him on his arrival. At their request, Arnold repeated his remarkable tale. Because he was a well-regarded citizen, rescue pilot, businessman, deputy sheriff, skepticism changed to wonder, and the journalists reported the incident as a serious news item, writes historian David Jacobs in the UFO Controversy in America. So this week I was reading from Keith Thompson's book, The UFO Paradox, The Celestial and Symbolic World of Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienUFOpodcast. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.